to this between master and disciples, will power over temptation, will be presented in Malay and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alaxis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech Slovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Malaysia memang sebuah negara indah yang dikurniai dengan bukit dan gunung yang ditumbuhi hutan, banyak pantai yang terdapat pokok palma, air laut yang kehijau-hijauan dan cahaya matahari yang keemasan, serta lagun air tawar. Budaya majmuk, keajaiban alam semula jadi, bandaraya moden dan banyak pulau yang indah permai, ialah ciri negara yang cantik ini. Penduduk Malaysia kebanyakannya terdiri daripada orang Melayu, diikuti oleh orang Cina dan India. Kepelbagaian ini banyak mempengaruhi seni bina dan budaya negara ini yang dicerminkan melalui penduduk dan warisannya. Malaysia juga terdapat banyak tokoh yang mulia. Pada November 2006, Datuk Muhammad bin Ismail dianugerahi hadiah keamanan Gusi untuk hal ehwal keagamaan dan kemanusiaan, dan Perdana Menteri keempat, Tun Dr. Mahathir bin Mohamad, ialah calon hadiah keamanan Nobel 2007. Disebabkan oleh kegairahan pencari spiritual, Mahaguru Ching Hai telah menerima undangan ikhlas mereka dan berkunjung ke Malaysia beberapa kali. Sekarang kami menjemput anda untuk mengikuti perbincangan Mahaguru Ching Hai yang bertajuk Keazaman Mengatasi Godaan pada 11 Jun dan 12 Jun 1994 di Penang, Malaysia.
So it's alright, speak English or Chinese or don't speak? Don't have to speak, huh? Right. Just give you each one fruit and then goodbye. Really? How do you like the mountain?
Good.
Good, but never go there, right? Good for the Switzerland. He's the only one that they can... Huh? No wonder the mountain looks like him, you know. Very old. Amazingly. Okay, now, what did I say? Ah, the mountain. Can you stand up? Because I said the mountain is very nice. Oh, never mind. He's the only one that takes care of the place. Therefore, today when I climb up the mountain, I cannot find it. Yeah, I trim a little bit. I still cannot find it. And they take me to the kitchen. I said, well, this is the kitchen. Where is the kitchen? And to the meditation hall. You know, just step right in room, nothing. So cute. You don't do anything. Huh? It's okay, you don't need to, but... Now and again, you go up and have a retreat. Is worth it, huh? Be good? Good enough?
Yeah.
Besides, you can go with motorcycle and car later. If you're good to the neighbors, talk to them. Bring them a lot of candies. Huh? Stuff, yeah, that they don't have in the mountain for their children, you know? And then later, they probably will like you, you know, and they'll let you go pass by, yeah? And then you can take a lot of things up. You don't need to carry. Today, they make me walk 2 kilometers at least. But when I see two dogs, you know, standing around the eyes, oh, forget it. I better go down the mountain. I cannot always plan many things well in advance. Actually, I should stay in Bangkok and wait for some government news concerning the road. You know what it's like. I always am busy with that at the moment. But I thought this weekend, you know, cannot do anything with the government at the weekend, right? they'll go to Chiang Mai or something else. Sometimes I say I can, you know, skip one or two days to come here because it's very near to see you. And I was thinking maybe I go to Singapore also, but I don't think it's possible. I think no need to go there. Since I already come here, so I don't think I need to go there. Huh? I was here tomorrow, but I don't think I can. No need to. I went yesterday. I wanted to see you, right? I thought we could see you when I arrived in Singapore, but we cannot make connection because in Thailand it rains a lot. It rains so much that all the connection with Malaysia is severe, so we cannot phone you. So we keep phoning from Thailand up to here, you know, trying always to phone you, but cannot make connection. So we can only phone you when we arrive. And then only when I nearly book into a hotel, because I forgot the address. I don't know where you live. And I don't want a phone number. Only lucky he has the magazine. We just like new, not initiate, yeah. Look at the amazing siphon, telephone number. And then one is busy, one is engaged, and the other one is not home. The one or two, three person that is listed on the magazine. So when we arrived here, I thought, okay, nobody is home, nobody wants me, so I want to stay in the hotel. But then just when we wanted to book the hotel, you know, then the sister from Thailand, is she still here? She's gone? Oh yeah, she's still there. Okay, don't look at her. Especially the man. It's dangerous. You know that. Your wife is sitting here. Just to teach you a lesson, that's all. And then she phoned, yeah. And then we went to the vegetarian place. That's the place where I went yesterday. Oh, God. And the big brother, you know, he's really big, you know, big enough. He eat anything, that's why. He kind of, oh, this new version, that's our disciples. Probably that's why he grows so big, because he eats anything. Well, according to his advertisement, we went to the restaurant. Oh my God, terrible. I nearly never want to go anywhere again. And then I eat and say, oh, come. This is like cakes, you know. Supposed to be salted, eat with, you know, to eat with some more rice. Normally you put a little sugar, but not to make it become a birthday cake or something. So sweet! I said, is that the sweet or is that the main course? I said, no, this main course. I said, don't break the reputation of the Penang people. I never eat such a Penang food before. I've been here many times. And then he eat once more again. He said, you're right. Master is always right. He dare not say I'm not right. I say, you're right. How come? She always cooks very good. But today, because you come, she's nervous. He blame on everything. I say, oh, I will not come back again. But luckily, they bring out the true Penang spy, you know, sour soup, you know, this, tom yam soup, then it rescue everything. I said, because of the soup, I probably come back again. That's the real Penang spy, you know, very sour. When I first came here, I eat the first tom yam soup, I fell in love with it. So, everywhere I go, America, French, you know, Canada, Costa Rica, I brought a lot of tom yam. Because you know that. Like an ingredient, you know. And then remember the very slim cook? She's only about three times more than me. Not much. And she always cooked this tom yam for me. So he cannot cheat me, you know. He cannot tell me everything is Penang style. He said Penang people like to eat sweet. Is that true? Huh? But sweet, yes. Cakes, yes. Candies, but not the food, no? Yes or no?
No.
Just tell me the truth. Maybe one or two, huh? But yesterday she really made it like pudding, you know. Everything is so sweet. You just put anything inside, you know. and then put sugar, and then forget to put the salt, and then put one more sugar in there. When I came to the mushroom, I said, ooh, mushroom. Just cook the food good, you know, don't need to come and make a lot of fuss. She pay more attention to bow it to me than cooking. That's why she forget to put the salt, just put sugar. I think all the sugar in her restaurant came over to my food yesterday. That's why even the pen I style, she told me, she said, oh, it's really too sweet. After all, they told the truth. So he advertised a lot, he said, well, this is very good, and that it improved a lot, improved more, up to international standard, huh? Because I eat in different countries, I know what is good food, yeah, even though I'm not born for food, because most of the time I cannot choose, I just eat whatever you cook for me, or whatever is available in that country, or whoever is available to cook. For most of you are busy, huh? Yeah, the early money, huh? Money. That, you do not care so much to learn, you know, to improve your skill of cooking, even by your family. Because your family also busy. And then anything you eat is okay. But if you really know the art of cooking, you cannot say everything's okay. You can eat it, it's fine, but it's not the fine taste. You know what I mean? You can eat anything, so why not the lovely food, you know? But still, if we want to offer it to the public, you know, we have to improve a little bit, learn a little bit around from the experienced people, and not just always pray to the inner master and everything's okay. Everything's not okay when you put the whole jar of sugar into my soup. And you pray to the inner master. Yesterday, maybe she forgot to pray for the inner master because the outer master is there next to her. She was so nervous she forgot about the inner master. I put a whole lot of sugar inside. I came just to eat. I was so tired all day. I cannot telephone and run up and down and everything. I just want to go somewhere to eat a little bit and then go there for people to look. Yeah, to look at. Yeah? Not for me to eat, really. Go there for people to look. Yes, and come back in. Oh, I feel like not a customer. I pay you, you know? Not that I eat free of charge. Okay, never mind. People are like that, okay, fine. Then after eating, I run back to the house and call myself. Fine, that's okay, I can bear. You know, but then in the morning, go to our mountain. You know already. It's very fresh. It's green. It's good air. It's very quiet. Nobody. Yeah, nobody but dogs. Neighbors, yes, and of course a two or three disciples. So originally I wanted to eat my lunch there before I go down because my legs already. In a long time I didn't go walk the mountain, so my legs already begin to feel like rubber. They grow a lot of rubber trees. So I feel I'm warm with everything. They took some food, you know, up to the mountain. And I originally wanted to eat some food there, you know, in their so-called kitchen. See if you can find one. Dining room and all kind of fancy names. After I see neighbors and dogs and disciples, I said, forget it.
I run like a Mercedes-Benz. I'm so tired of eyes. And you know what? I didn't have sport shoes either. When I packed my things alone, I didn't take other people, other two bachelors who don't know anything. I just grabbed them and then another sister there, and then we go together, four, just like that. I have one hand back and they have one hand back. Everybody just one of them, traveling lights, yeah. So we don't have many things. And then when I walk up there, normally there's a road, you're winding all over the mountain down. I was so terrified, I run for me. Even with my shoes like this. Oh, really? It was not good enough. I don't mind when I come to see you like this, and it's my time, and I know it's my duty, and I come, and I talk, and then I go. Okay? It's different.
Penonton-penonton yang dihargai, terima kasih atas kehadiran anda untuk episod antara guru dengan anak murid hari ini. Bersamalah kami lagi esok untuk bahagian 2 rancangan kami yang bertajuk Keazaman Mengatasi Godaan. Sila teruskan bersama Supreme Master Television untuk gaya hidup sehat sejurus selepas berita yang wajar diberi perhatian. Semoga hidup anda penuh dengan kasih Tuhan. Precious viewers, thank you for your presence for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again tomorrow for part 2 of our program entitled Willpower Over Temptation. Now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for healthy living. Coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May your life be filled with divine love.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.